On November 8, 2009, a climate change conference was held in Washington, D.C., the capital of the United States, to bring attention to the quickest and most effective solution to global warming, the organic vegan diet. Titled Humanity's Leap to the Golden Era, Washington, D.C. Climate Change Conference, the event brought together experts of science and health, as well as international ambassadors, media members, and artists that included Ambassador Bani de Broome of the Republic of the Marshall Islands, Ambassador Jacques Cross of the Republic of Suriname, Ambassador Isben Williams of St. Kitts Nevis, Dr. Stephen Schneider, lead scientist of the reports of the Nobel Prize-winning UN Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, Dr. Michael Greger, Director of Public Health and Animal Agriculture for the Humane Society of the USA, and author of Bird Flu, A Virus of Our Own Hatching, Dr. Ruby Lathan, Nutrition Policy Manager of the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine, Dr. Peter Carter, Director of the Canadian Association of Physicians for the Environment, and Dr. Noam Moore, Adjunct Professor of Physics at New York University. Distinguished speakers address such aspects as environment, health, lifestyle, and spirituality. In addition, engaging video messages on the need to address global meat consumption were contributed by esteemed figures, including former Indian Environment Minister Maneka Gandhi, former European Parliament member Jens Holm, and leading American nutrition researcher Dr. T. Colin Campbell. The highlight of the afternoon was an informative question and answer session via video conference with the guest of honor, Supreme Master Ching Hai, who had graciously set aside her busy schedule to discuss the ways that humankind could transition to a brighter era. We now invite you to join us for part 10 of the 10-part rebroadcast of the live video conference with Supreme Master Ching Hai, titled Humanity's Leap to the Golden Era, Washington, D.C. Climate Change Conference, on November 8, 2009, in Washington, D.C., USA.
Our final question for today comes from Ms. Julie Johnson, a teacher, adult educator, and former coordinator of environment and sustainability programs at an independent boys' school in Canada.
Supreme Master Ching Hai, I'd like to say hello from Canada. My husband and I are visiting from Canada, and I know there are lots of Canadians helping out with the conference today.
Hello.
And we'd like to let you know that you're a climate hero in Canada as well as here in the States, so thank you for that.
I like that. But I would like to save that title for all the people in the world who are doing more than I do and who are trying more than I do in their own way to save lives. By the way, I also thank them from the bottom of my heart, this opportunity. Thank you, all of you, for being heroes.
Yeah, thank you, all of you. Supreme Master, there are so many inspiring teachers in this world from many walks of life. And these educators treat children as whole beings. And in addition to teaching skills and knowledge, they also instill good values in our children. And I'm wondering, how will noble, loving education help to usher in the golden era?
Ah, good. Noble education. Yes. Hello, Canada. I have been in your beautiful country and the kind people of Canada. Very safe country. Yeah. Also because your country is peaceful, you know, make no enemies anywhere. When you don't provoke people, then you are at peace. That's a good example, you see. Canada is a good example of, as you sow, so shall you reap, eh? Your country only help people, and being friendly to all nations. Therefore, your country is always at peace, and the people are happy. Yes. But it's cold, huh? Very cold. Even then, people are happy. They're not going anywhere. They stay there. So now, I like your expression very much. Noble, loving education. Yes. And it is true that we are indebted to all the inspiring teachers whom we are honored to learn from throughout our lives. Especially the teachers who impart the moral values as you mentioned and a virtuous way of life, who help to nurture the citizens of the world to do good deeds selflessly, who treat others with kindness and fairness, and take care of the weak and the less fortunate. If we have more such teachers, our world could become a heaven. As the famous American historian Henry Adams said, I quote him, "A teacher affects eternity." Even eternity. Wow, not just one lifetime, eh? A good teacher. A teacher affects eternity. That's something to think about. The best way, I think, is to start with a spiritual foundation, because spiritual practice includes the basic moral and social standards. I think all the schools on our planet should include spiritual and moral standards in our school curriculum, because that's what's lacking. Yeah, deeper subject, not just say, okay, I go to the church or I'll give a little to charity.